You know where to go. I've been talking about it and sending you there. It's Sport Clips, where you can get the MVP experience, that steamed, hot steam towel treatment, that neck and shoulder massage, the massaging shampoo, the whole thing. And today you can help more than just yourself. They've started like in the middle of October, and now it concludes today. It's the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Fund. They've been raising money and taking donations for about a month here. And today on Veterans Day, every haircut at every Sport Clips location across the country will find $1 sent to the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Fund that provides service members and veterans with financial support for a degree or vocational certification. Sport Clips is the official haircutter and longtime supporter of the veterans of foreign wars. And on today, Veterans Day, need a haircut? Go get one. Even if you don't, stop into a Sport Clips and make a donation right there for the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Fund. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Hi, other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Tonight, from spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Lots of Cub news today, starting with the announcement that all the team's games will be broadcast right here on the Score starting next season. And then Theo Epstein joined Jason and Matt and said the Cubs will be going about their business a little bit differently this offseason.
We're in a little bit different mode. Every offseason presents its own dynamic, and it feels good to go in there knowing that you know, we have a lot of returning players that we believe in, that we have, you know, great vibe around the team, and that we accomplished a lot this year and are looking to add to take it to the next level. So
A lot of possibilities.
Meanwhile, here at the Advocate Center, the Bulls are done practicing for the day. Joakim Noah did not practice, but he could tomorrow, and that will determine his status for Friday's game against Charlotte. And Mike Dunleavy has started some light running and shooting, but there is no timetable for his return from the back surgery he had back in late summer. Don't get stranded in the cold. Keep your engine protected with antifreeze from AutoZone. It's formulated to prevent freeze-ups and withstand tough, frigid weather. Get in the zone, AutoZone. This scoreboard update brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and also brought to you by the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. Thank you, Doug Buffone. Thank you, Gary Player. Thank you to our guests today. Mike Florio, why does that feel like it was last week?
Because it was last week.
My goodness,
Florio is dropping his Marcus Mariota / Cam Newton love on us, and his Rodney Harrison. Hey, Rodney, I want to retroactively go back to yesterday and tell Rodney you can kiss my ass.
Hey, man. You
missed that's another week where Cam Newton was one of the best players in football, and DeAndre Hopkins, it was on bye. They still got an L last week.
Yeah,
DeAndre Hopkins.
Well,
hey, that dude.
We were busy yesterday doing a different kind of credibility hit with Rodney.
Oh yeah,
the weekly credibility hit.
The dirty player talk that I heard on the field. That is,
yeah,
not Jeff, off the field.
Did you hear Bowen talking about it? He's great with that stuff.
With dirty players,
just talking about Greg Williams, and he is an unapologetic, unabashed Greg Williams
loves
defender,
him.
And says whatever anybody wants to pretend about this league. If you don't think people are trying to kill the quarterback, you're lying to yourself.
Of course they are.
Mike Florio joined the show. Theo Epstein joined the show on a big day for the Score
twice.
And for the Cubs.
He sounded really relaxed today.
Well, he's a member of the Score now. We can start playing drops on him, play the hello game.
He can permanently chill.
Yeah. Play the hello game with him.
You know, we're tight, guys.
He can do old Murph stories
with
him.
Right. He's going to do over and unders every other Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just going to make him a scorehead. He's going to be Theo from Gold Coast.
Actually, Zawoski's out next week. Theo's going to help Shep.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd rather him than Kevin.
Oh, man. Jay Jaffe from SI.com joined us. Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs from Bleacher Report. Great job, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Thank you so much. Yeah. And Kevin Zipak.
It's good to see the guys.
Absolutely. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. David Schuster had our updates all day long.
Did.
Tomorrow, Rich Campbell. I remember him. Paul Charchian. Paul Charchian.
And we have a Super Bowl champion tomorrow.
Look at that. There's so many guys.
DeMarco Farr.
Is it Rams preview?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, DeMarco, how many yards is Todd Gurley going to run for? A lot. All right. Thanks for talking to us, DeMarco.
Yeah, how's that defensive line? Really good.
Yeah, right. Chris Long versus Kyle Long, finally, too. They're on the same side. There is no dodging each other now.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's somebody versus Aaron Donald, which means Aaron Donald.
Oh, he's going to win.
That dude is unblockable.
The Vlad Dukas Aaron Donald matchup.
They'll get him.
Hey,
They'll stop him.
It's as if I was watching the game yesterday again, and it's as if Vlad was like in the third quarter, he's like, you know what I haven't done all day? I haven't false started yet.
It's time.
Like Vlad was like, I'm having a decent enough day. Now it's time for a good false start now.
Well.
And he got it in.
Let me just get out of my stance right here real quick.
You don't get that rep as the best false start guard in the league without showing up when it counts.
Vlad the false starter? Is that what you said?
Yes, Vlad the false starter.
His big, juicy face.
So DeMarco Farr, that's fun to think about.
Yeah,
we got an email. I think it was for college basketball. I forget what network it was, but did you see it listed all the new analysts?
Mm-hmm.
And Antoine Jameson is an analyst.
Think about that.
It's like all these guys you watch and you remember when they came into the college world. And now they're joining the media. Every time I see that, like, oh, yeah, there's a guy. There's
anytime
another
I see
one.
Greg Anthony.
Yeah,
like Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt, Stacey Augmann.
Sure.
Oh, Greg is the truth.
Greg is terrific.
Stacey Augmann, Larry Johnson, all them dudes. Greg Anthony was the head of the Young Republicans in the, on the campus for UNLV.
And now he'll find you a woman like nobody's business.
Republican way. I mean.
wasn't even in Louisville.
Well, you know what? If you can't buy it, too.
Try it? I don't know. Well, how do you end that statement? How do you end that?
Should be okay.
Oh, by the way, this one, 309, my bad. Chris Long is out Sunday. But at some point, I hope he runs on the field and tries to scare his brother. His brother, the last 3 weeks, has been a little shaky.
Why do you have smiley face stickers on the back of your hand?
Because I have a son who put them on my hand, and I couldn't think of a good reason to take them off my hand because they made me happy and improved the quality of my life all day.
Okay. You don't need smiley stickers. You're Mr. Smiley.
It's true.
Mr. Warmth and touchability. What are you talking about?
Matt Smiley.
Terry, Matt Smiley. God Almighty.
Yeah, they help me. Anytime, you know, I hear some kind of jerk or something, I might look down and I see
Help me, smiley faces.
It's like Brandon Marshall's notebook. That's your Marshall notebook.
I'm smiling positivity into existence. That's what I'm doing.
You are helpful. You are insightful.
The Boris and Bernstein show has Mr. Yuck. However,
we don't, or
Yik Yak.
But you remember Mr. Yuck that they used to? It's a green yucky face sticker that you'd put on for toddlers who you were worried about getting underneath cabinets and something and drinking bleach.
What?
You would put a Mr. Yuck sticker on something.
You have a tall toddler.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe it's before they figured out how to put cabinet locks on places and child.
That's the other
things.
Thing. How do kids get through life without all that? Because I remember as a kid, I didn't have locks on anything. I got into whatever.
You kidding me?
I got into whatever. Like I've seen the picture day pictures from like age 3 through like 7, and there's a giant knot on my head. I got one eye like closed.
My parents have so many stories.
How did we not kill ourselves?
We weren't even in car seats.
Right? Oh my god, dude!
Right?
You kidding me?
We had bench seating.
I was 4 years old.
We didn't wear seatbelts.
Slide all over the back of that bench during a winter day.
Get a cloud of cigarette smoke 24 hours.
You're talking about a car, aren't you?
No doubt about it.
Wonder why the kid's coughing. Well, I don't know. You haven't stopped smoking for the last 10 years.
My mom got in a car accident. I was 4 years old, sitting in the back, like lying across the back of the Volvo station wagon.
And now,
up top by the back window, we climb up there.
In the back,
and now you've got like 9 year olds who have to be in a car seat or some kind of booster situation. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, a Wolves fan, 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn. Starting at only $89. It's funny now because I think about it, and I know she's going to hate that I'm going to tell this story, but I love you, Mom. I'm thinking about, you talk about sliding all across the back seat of a car. I used to remember when we lived on Chase and Sheridan, and we had an old blue car that every once in a while it didn't want to start up on you. And we would get in the car together, and I'd look at her, and she'd look at me, and she'd be like, "All right, Jay. Let's say this prayer so we can get to school and work." And I'm thinking about it now. You talk about sliding across back seats and all the precautions that had to be taken. We're sitting on there, dead a cold, have joined a startup, and we're like, "All right, got another day that we can get to work in school." And now all these precautions that have to be taken for kids and all the things.
I thought you were going to tell you to push it to get it started so you could pop the clutch and throw it into gear.
No. We were sitting there looking at each other like, man, no seatbelt on, you know, none of that stuff because you didn't have to wear one. And Floyd Mayweather says he still doesn't wear seatbelts because that's not his era.
Yeah. And Jimmy Butler doesn't have a rearview mirror because he doesn't want to see behind him.
No, Floyd Mayweather takes a picture of every one of his seatbelt tickets because he's like, "I'm going to pay for it because it's not my era to do so." That's Floyd, though.
That's not my era either. I wouldn't go anywhere without him now.
It's my era. A big day for this station, and it's weird because we get in this sort of internal and industrial echo chamber here where, like, we knew this was coming for half a year.
Right.
Or more. We just, it was, more. Maybe a year.
When I was in Atlanta.
We knew that we were going to be the Cubs flagship and couldn't say anything. And even though it was reported in industry places,
kind of reported
that it was likely or possible that it could happen, I have to remember to put myself in a place where most people are just learning that the Score is the new home of the Chicago Cubs.
Which is a crazy thing to think about.
We can actually say it out loud in front of people. Like, my friends have hit me on the side of text messages like, "Hey, man, so y'all going to get the Cubs or what?" And I'd be like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Like, I turn into a straight.
Still today, like, you're sending those out.
Oh, no, without question.
I should have told him to hit me up. I was just telling people yes.
You were telling people,
I was giving people the yes.
People would hit me up and like, "Hey, man, you could tell me. We cool." I'm like, "We're not cool, and I can't tell you, but keep going." And they're like, "Oh, the Cubs. What about the Cubs?" I'm like, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." This has been now forever.
If you look
forever.
And not just that, it was informing our enjoyment of the Cubs season, at least for me professionally. of knowing that on an average of once a week during baseball season that I can deal with instead of radio death being on in my time slot, the slot with our name
it's
on
just
it.
Your time slot?
Our, that we are going to have.
Just his time slot.
You know what it is, Terry.
I know what it is.
You take that bump from 4 hours to 5 hours without any questions.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do it.
It's in the book.
Not allowed to say. There's certain minutes of each hour that are my proprietary territory. But the fact to swap out absolute petrified forest for something as exciting and dynamic as not just Cubs baseball, but what the broadcast has become on CBS, which I think has been this year a re-energized broadcast that actually, because of Dave Miska and the actual engineering.
And Mark Grody.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
It's never sounded
the professional
better.
Professional team over there at BBM. That's going to us. Mm. So, yeah. No doubt, man. And the best part of all that is, that Tom Thibodeau firing that day. When we had to get off the air at 11:30
A White Sox doubleheader, right?
And people don't know how far we dropped that day in terms of just a single day.
Like it killed everybody.
We're a top five station in our demographic every time out. And that day we were hanging out with stations that are in Oak Park.
Stations they didn't know existed.
Yeah,
right.
Podcasts were beating us that day.
Because Tom Thibodeau got fired and we've got a dead White Sox
baseball. There was something else besides Thibodeau, too, wasn't there?
It was Thibodeau.
And let me say this, too. I really enjoyed our relationship with the White Sox.
Of course.
And on balance, it was really important for this station, and they're really good people there, and I absolutely wish them the best. But if you look in this town right now about for what the Cubs are doing, for just the footprint, the size of what they are and what they are becoming in sports in this town, it's just the timing was an absolute win of a bet by CBS Radio, by the whole cluster here. Everybody involved in getting them. Lynn Bramer played a huge role
in
bringing them over.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
I couldn't help but take a shot at Crane Kenny this morning at like 11 minutes after
9-11. He just shook the hand of everybody in here. His speech is like, what is this guy doing talking?
Because he said, yeah, we're probably going to have to trade a kid for a pitcher. And I'm
who are you? What are you doing? Sell another board.
Jesus.
You're right.
Go make good with the aldermen. Stop. Don't get out of baseball business. But I don't think, he has
doesn't
a lot
matter.
Of say or a
it's
lot
the same
power
relationship that we have with the Sox.
Of course,
we will say what we feel.
Taking the joy
opinion.
Out of Crane Kenny.
They get it.
Yeah, they do.
They get
I
it.
Think they do. I think they get it more. Be honest with you. I know, whatever. You can blame it on me.
I think they
get it more.
I think they know they're more impervious to it.
Exactly. They're not as sensitive because they're bigger. They're,
exactly. Yeah.
They don't. They don't need cheerleaders, it's going to be very interesting. I don't know if you guys heard.
Those Rush Limbaugh pregame shows are going to be awesome.
You're like Michael Savage doing a postgame with Laura Ingram, right?
Your postgame show with Ben Carson coming up next.
It's the Coop and Cass show.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about I think
two
it actually.
Pleasant individuals.
So, do they like go out of their way to prevent immigrants from listening to?
Without question. That's not going to happen. That's what's going to happen. White Sox fans, you can all come over to my house so we can just have, we can have small group, like Bible study.
Nice try asking me to bring up BC8-0.
Oh, that beautiful personality. I remember the Coop pregame show, a postgame show that we do every single day for like 5 minutes, and then we get on to baseball things. Remember that, Speaks? Mm. Like when I first came back, and every day it kind of rankled me just a little bit more.
All of us.
Because he was so unhappy to be getting paid to do something that he wanted people to know he was doing.
And there were like 50 texts in a row saying, why?
It's an ice pick in the nuts every time he hears his voice. Yeah,
yeah. So he wants the MRI. Is it more or less just to make him feel?
No, are you not listening? Are you not listening?
Yeah, that guy's a slice of pie in the morning for you.
What kind of pie?
Well, miss him.
Crap pie. Scrap pie.
So Terry, we've got not only the Cubs news and all the other things, but me and you got to have a talk about the Bulls, man. Me and you, Terry, we got to talk about this thing because your guys, not your guys, but your guy, Dougie McD, and now second date season, Pau Gasol, There's some guys that are looking at each other a little crazy in that locker room because of some of the things that are happening defensively that they thought they
would be so happy. I don't see anything happening defensively.
They thought they'd be so happy to get away from, and they got away from it so far in 8 games. They're like, wait a minute, this don't feel right, y'all.
There's a roster. There have been underlying locker room issues and roster issues that have nothing to do with your
right, that's
coach.
What I've been saying. Nothing. That's what I've been saying. I'm not anti-Fred Hoiberg. I was pro get your head out of your ass player. You know, stop bitching and waiting for someone to come save you, save your possession, save your season. The guy overcoached because you didn't do enough as a unit. You know what he got out of that bag of bums the last 2 years?
Yeah, but they started mailing in performances last year.
And that's the problem. You allowed them.
They started last year with, all right, we're not trying tonight.
You figured Fred would re-energize them in some way, and it just hasn't happened.
And I feel bad. And I don't feel bad because Fred's getting handsomely paid. And yeah. I think he knows what he's doing. I actually like Fred a lot.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's doing, too. It's just, this crew is not good.
You're going to have to figure out that Pau Gasol thing soon.
They're going to make a trade.
Soon. You have to figure that out soon. You got 74 games, and people are already looking at guys like, well, what are you going to do? Or defensively, what are we going to do here when he's in the game? You saw that Charlotte game was just a little glimpse. I thought the Minnesota stuff was worse. The Minnesota stuff is way worse. Sam has got a bunch of kids running around out there with terrific talent.
They outworked them.
You did not score a point in overtime.
Every 50-50 ball. Every 50-50 ball, they were multiple sets of hands.
Try hard team.
That's all they were doing. It was just trying harder.
I didn't think Wiggins was going to be this good this fast.
Hey, Andrew was getting ready to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Stupid. Like, talking about next. He was an elite defender at the end of last year.
Uh-huh.
And now that he's getting to the point now where we were talking about him at the end of the Kansas run, where it's like, man, this guy scored 4 points in his finest college game. Guess what? Guess what he's realizing now? That he's an NBA player, and most nights he's the best person in that position.
There was a game the other night that they almost blew like a 30-point lead. I forget who it was, but then they held on at the end, and Wiggins was like creating shots for himself in crunch time and getting things done.
Nah, Andrew's going to be nasty.
Mid-range game.
He's going to be nasty once he figures out how and where to get his points from. He gets points in bunches now. Wait till you get those 6 and 7 point consistent quarters instead of a 10-point.
He's still learning. He'll figure it out.
He and Towns are just. They're just puppies.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that Rubio cannot throw a ball in an open ocean.
His first game, he was outstanding.
But he can run a team. Yeah. That guy understands pace and spacing and matchups.
Utah got something for the Rubio West in a couple of years.
Rubio is a professional point guard.
All right, guys, we got to roll. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. A Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn starting at only $89.
What's this 773 text about the Sox conversation? This conversation is bad form and karma is a bitch. What?
Huh? What?
What?
We're the ones who got the zero. Yeah. Shut up.
We got the radio karma.
Yeah. We have the Cubs.
Come on, shut up.
How did WGN let them go?
Wow.
How did they let them go?
Especially with the Steve Goodman lyric that was right in there for
them. Seriously, how could they do that?
Somebody's got to rewrite that.
How did they, just looking at what was going on. I know they were losing money for whatever reason
and
not selling it the right way, the whole deal. But looking at what was coming,
man.
How could you not just see?
I don't understand the plan. That's like getting an old school body car, fixing it up, and then saying, I don't need tires, and putting it outside on the side of the road.
I don't think that.
All you needed was somebody to slap some tires on. All of a sudden, you got some classic car.
They didn't have the money. They didn't have the real money.
But you make money off it. You find a way to make the money.
They couldn't be in the
game.
They've
been bleeding money for a long time.
Yeah, and hell would come to breakfast.
All right, the boys are coming up. Big Cat. You got Greg Gabriel. You got the second half. Mark Schanowski, Hub Arkish.
Yeah, speaking of letting something go, all of a sudden we find Mark Schanowski available out there.
Yeah. Oh, out in the radio world?
Yeah.
In the radio world.
Yeah. All of a sudden, wait a second. He's a free agent? Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you guys got him.
Yeah, jumped on that.
I love Mark Schanowski.
On that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enjoy.
He's great.
All right. Yep. Don't have to spike the ball on our show. My God.
Yeah, he just did.
We got other things. All right.
I'm just saying.
He doesn't have to be only ours.
Yeah.
Theo's a regular now?
Theo's a regular.
Yeah, we traded Schanowski for Theo. We'll take it.
All right, we're good.
Hey, this is Theo in Lakeview. I don't understand what I'm doing.
All right, the boys are coming up for the next 4 hours and 38 minutes or thereabouts. Speaks, we'll do this again tomorrow.
See you then.
Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, if you're a consumer of sport on any level, you've been absolutely inundated with daily fantasy sports websites the past year or so. And while the debate of skill versus chance rages on, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman dropped the hammer, concluding that their vehicle's for illegal sports betting. No kidding. Of course it is. Literally interpreted, he's right. It is gambling, but there's also an inherent amount of skill at play. Some agree, some disagree, and that's fine. But perceptually speaking, it's less dirty than, say, throwing down a dime on a Monday Night Football game. Its position is more wholesome, more organic. Quite frankly, this isn't about the merits of what truly equates to. It's about getting paid. Paid if you put together a winning lineup and paid if you're a politician. Everybody's reaching for the cookie jar. And as long as you realize that, you're good to go. This isn't about morality. Never has been. It's about politics and getting paid. That's not about to change. Wise up. I'm BT.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boys and Bernstein, brought to you by Webb Ford. Visit webford.com today.
Oh, boy. Schuster's going to get it.
Scoreboard update.
What a great lead-in. 1:30 and from the Score Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're live at the Advocate Center where the Bulls held practice a little while ago. They will host Charlotte on Friday. Joakim Noah did not practice today, maybe tomorrow, and his status for Friday's game against Charlotte is up in the air. Meanwhile, Mike Dunleavy has started to do some light running and shooting, but there is no timetable to return following his back surgery. And Fred Hoiberg said he'll probably go with the same starting lineup on Friday as he did in the win at Philadelphia on Monday night. Baseball, Matt Forte, Shea McClellan, Jermon Bushrod, and Hronis Grassou, they were limited in practice for the Bears up at Lake Forest today. Meanwhile, Pernell McPhee, Eddie Royal, and Antrell Roll did not practice today. In hockey, the Blackhawks will host the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night, and Ryan Garbutt is doubtful for the game as he has been battling the flu. And in boxing, promoters Oscar De La Hoya and Jay-Z have made a $100,000 wager on the upcoming Miguel Cotto-Canelo Alvarez fight. De La Hoya is Canelo's promoter, while Cotto is in Jay-Z's camp, and the money will go to a charitable organization. Join the Score at Chelios' Pub and Grill in Geneva on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and win a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Sean O'Neill, your local discount double-check State Farm agent. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. and keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. I'm sure of that. This is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Big Cat Williams at 2. Greg Gabriel at 3. Second half at 3:30. Mark Schanowski on the Bulls at 4. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. Perhaps some surprises along the way as well, although that's a pretty full show.
That's pretty full slate, yeah.
312-644-6767 is the number. At WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bores underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com. And there's the radio.com app that allows you to bring the show with you on your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Bears, they have had a player suspended for a month. Teo Bebelucci.
I love Matt Abaticola. And he's our very own Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
The fire's coming. Are you ready for the fire? We're firemen. Okay. We are firemen.
Got it, coach.
The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. We train in the heat.
Yeah, let's go.
It tells us that we're ready. We're at home. We're where we're supposed to be. Flames don't intimidate us. What do? We control the flames. We control them. We move the flames where we want to.
Let's go.
And then we extinguish them.
I think Teddy has brain damage. I think Teddy Atlas has got some mental
problems.
There's
the problem there. He's Captain Indestructo.
Don't like it.
But brain damage in general or Teddy Atlas's motivational tactics? That's wow. Oh,
well, either one.
Well, then.
Either one.
Yeah, this is a big day. And I know there are people who are just hearing this news that the Chicago Cubs have joined 670 The Score. That is your new flagship station for Chicago Cubs baseball. And a lot of people ask, what does it mean for the Bores and Bernstein show? It's really not all that different because we're missing day games because of White Sox baseball. Yeah. And I want to say it's an average, per the season, average of a game a week during the day. So it might affect some who needs to tavern tour dates, et cetera, but it's not going to be all that different. We miss plenty of time because of the White Sox also.
Boy, did we ever.
It just means that now people are going to be listening when we're not on.
See, that's the bonus in this.
Yep.
That's the bonus. You knew, look, our relationship with a lot of people was fine. There was no problem. But, truth is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the one thing this radio station has always tried to do anyway is speak the truth, and that is the truth. I mean, that now when we take the day, it would take a couple hours or whatever it is, 2.5-3 hours to sit down and watch a baseball game. It's a Cub game before we're on, and you know that a lot of people are joining us. They're out there in their cars, wherever they are, and the numbers for the Cubs radio broadcast last year on WBBM were really, really good.
And we don't expect that to change with the increased excitement over what is, again,
going to be
a high-quality team that is now ready to add some parts. Theo was really good today, very upfront about what they plan to do. It's hard to tell until the market gets set. I know they've been contacting agents of all the major players, that everything is in place. There aren't going to be any real surprises until you have to account for the one ridiculous team that makes the one ridiculous offer that queers everything. I know they want... I would say right now, as I mentioned, that price makes sense because there is the history there with Madden. There is no compensatory draft pick, and that's the one that's sitting front and center. The problem comes when they talk about a second starter who can give them innings and a couple of victories. If that guy, the mid-range guy, prices himself out of the market.
Well, if you spend price money, then that next guy is going to. If you're looking in the market, the names we know, or the guys that you would say, yeah, that's a terrific third or fourth starter. That market's over for you if you're going to do that, because those guys, a lot of them are $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to price you right out of it. I mean, unless you're going to spend $320 million on two pitchers.
If Jeff Samardzija is a $100 million pitcher, then that's kind of what you're talking about there.
That's because what I'm talking about.
If you were going to do Price and Samardzija to get a solid innings eater who you think is on track for a rebound season, and he might be a good bet for that.
Yeah.
That's
$320 million.
That's a big outlay. It's a huge outlay. Now that they don't have it, they can spend it if they want. They can certainly find it. But that's the question you have to ask. And maybe you wait till the deadline. Maybe it's something you hunt around for and let the season play out. Maybe you have found more developable assets in your own system that could put you in a more advantageous trade position at that point. So just because they don't do it right away doesn't mean it won't get done.
Yeah, there's a lot of maybes here, but I just think with the way the market is and the way that people view the market, and I understand it enough to know what things are going to cost. And I can look at this list of pitchers and go, okay, well, I mean, the Cubs have there's no secret about the Cubs like Samardzija. That's not a secret. Boys like Samardzija. So, I mean, that doesn't mean that they're going to spend $100 million on him, because we heard the other day that that's what the market's going to be. That's what he's going to be looking for. Somebody will give it to him. In this dumbass baseball culture, somebody will give him to him, because it's nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're a third starter short, yeah, here it is. Here he is. Maybe you got advantageous 1-2 guys. Maybe you got a good deal going here or going there on your team. Or whatever the situation is, somebody's going to pay him.
We are Boers and Bernstein, and this is your new home for Chicago Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cub fans, The Score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Team President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, made the announcement live on The Score.
We're really proud to say today we're going to be coming over The Score this year, hopefully seeing as great baseball as we did in 2015.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Little Caesars has a deal so big, I'm going to shout it down this well. It's the deep, deep dish count.
Dish count?
Yes, get our premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for not $8, but $6.
What a great deal.
It is. Do you need help getting out of there?
Well, when does it end?
November 15th.
Then yes, I'd like help.
The deep, deep dish count, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What I took away from that and what I've come to accept going forward is that every offseason, there comes a point in every offseason where it seems like you're in the middle of a Russian novel where things just get crazy because you're dealing with players' futures and their families and big life decisions that they're making. You're dealing with, you know, when you're talking trades, you're talking about really significant decisions that could impact, you know, the future of your franchise. And the other team's GM is looking at it the same way from their side.
That's Theo with Spieglund Golf earlier today right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, home of the Cubs. And I've heard from my people that really the Cubs, and Theo in particular, since he's running the show, and Jed Hoyer, I really want to examine trade possibilities as much as anything, including free agent pitchers.
Correct.
They're wanting to look around and feel the way around. They've got some assets here that are probably not going to get a really full shot with the Cubs. I mean, guys that can play, guys that other teams would probably be interested in. So I'd play my hand a little bit. That's what I do. And I think that's what Theo's going to do.
And again, you don't have to do it now. You can understand that you have all kinds of assets. The problem the Cubs have is moving the pieces around the board. It's not acquiring assets. So when I just look at the puzzle that is the Cubs, you know how my mind works. I want to solve it. I want to make everything fit right, and I'm having trouble doing it because if they do have interest in Alex Gordon. I don't know where they would plan to play him.
Yeah, they do.
They need a leadoff man. They need a center fielder. And depending on how they feel about Montero, if they want to bring him back again and stay with him, I know they think he wore down a little bit, but they don't want to play Ross more, and they don't want to have Schwarber catch.
No.
So there might be an alternative there, but they need a center fielder and a leadoff man. Not saying the center fielder is necessarily the leadoff man, but they've got to fill both of those. If you put Bryant in center and Schwarber in left, you got the worst defensive outfield in the league. Can you play Alex Gordon in right? Can you play Alex Gordon in center?
I was thinking about Alex Gordon in center.
Can you play? I know he's a great left fielder, but
yeah,
can you play him in center?
Look, I think it would be a shock for him, but I think that's something that, look, if I'm on the list, and that's, I've seen that list a couple times with him and the Cubs' interest. Yeah, that's what it has to be.
And second base, you're going to be okay with either Baez or Castro.
Yeah, you're fine.
And Castro's value improved enough, you might be able to move him if you want. I think you're okay. Mm-hmm. But you do have another catcher coming up who they adore in Contreras, just not this year, maybe September. But they think he needs another year of seasoning, especially defensively, before he's ready. And he would be the sort of the post-Montero guy. But, you know, you're trying to win the World Series next year. You're not screwing around with a lot of development here. So you're balancing a changing idea of what your team is doing at the big league level. They're here. It's on. It's going. There's no going back now.
Nope.
And according to Rick Morrissey, now that he kind of understands the plan enough, and now he's moved the goalposts and says they have to win the World Series this year. Because the plan,
oh, did he?
Yes, because the plan they didn't understand now apparently is working too well.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, you jump from not understanding it to now they've got to win the World Series.
Yes.
Okay. And you know what the other meandering about thing, I don't understand any of it really, and I don't know if it's me. Maybe I'm just dense. And but Tellender's column today, I want you to read it. Now you don't have to read it. Just read it during the break and tell me if it makes any sense to you whatsoever. Can you do that for me?
I
burden you sometimes because I need help.
I haven't looked at it, but I can tell you the answer is no. Even though I haven't
I don't know what it's for. It's got nothing to do with the Cubs, because I know those are useless. But, I mean, it's just weird. I mean, I can't quite figure out what the game plan is. I don't get it. I don't like this. I don't know what's going on. No, wait a minute. Oh, yep, I like them to win the World Series. Okay, what? How did that? Wait a minute. And the talk about the young players is exactly what they've done, yet you still don't, aren't sure that this lasts for a while. What do you think it's built to do?
Right.
I mean, I'm just so confused. But again, this one, I just need an independent opinion if you know what Telly's talking about.
All right, what's the topic?
Bears.
Is it, can we draw anything from Bears' dramatic win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to read it. Just tell me, what the hell are you doing?
It's going to hurt my head.
I know. I want to hurt your head.
No, you don't.
That's not nice. I want you to suffer for your art. Everybody has to suffer a little bit.
This email from Second Half Adjustments. He writes, congrats to the score and a great acquisition in the Chicago Cubs. I'm a White Sox fan, and I'm starting to get genuinely worried about their future, not just on the field, but as a franchise. Baseball teams across the country continue to see incredible revenues, with one exception, the White Sox. But how much longer can they exist as a bad team in a market that increasingly doesn't care, with an aging owner? I don't mean to be glib or diminish what Jerry Reinsdorf has meant to Chicago, but what becomes of the Sox?
And the brokenhearted. Well, I here's the thing.
I always thought that the moment Jerry passed away, that the Sox would be sold.
I think so, too.
Right away.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing, though. Even success doesn't help that much.
For them.
Yeah.
Right.
They're one of the few teams where they say, yeah, if they succeed, everything will be fine. Not really. No, not really. And certainly not now. I mean, it's just they become even more of an afterthought. But success doesn't necessarily mean much for them. I mean, they won their World Series, and it's been a downward spiral since then. And nothing much has happened of interest. People don't like their manager. And I've given up. I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have to try to psychoanalyze Sox fans. I'm done with it. I'm out of the business.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is nice. I don't have to worry about them. I mean, I don't understand them, and now I don't care.
Yeah, all baseball season, when we knew the Cubs were coming to the score.
Oh,
and
sure.
And you're watching the magical regular season. Then they get, you know, Joe Maddon. You're like, oh, boy. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And just watching it all unfold and seeing the city galvanized behind them and thinking, well, this is going to be pretty valuable for this radio station. This is kind of a nice thing. This is a pretty good promotional platform, and it just very, very solid all the way around. Everything that's going to be done, and the big plans. It's not just our station, and we said some of these things too. That when CBS was lucky enough to be able to land this, and skilled enough in their negotiation and in the courtship to get this done, because of what's going on at the park. you know, the number of times we might be able to do our show from there. And then people show up and there's an XRT concert pregame, a US 99 concert postgame, all sorts of cross promotions, that everything that can be done here. And now that they've gone, and I thought that BBM did an outstanding job, but taking a baseball team from a news radio station to a sports radio station is a big deal because of the cross promotional opportunities available that you can't do with news radio.
Yeah, it's really, for me personally, I think after 24 years of doing this, that remembering what life was like in 1992 and the doubters then and the early numbers and all the things that were wrong with the station, I just want to say that to everybody who's, and a lot of really good people have worked at this station over the years, a lot, and for us, a lot of them, by the way, for us, a lot of people who've succeeded and are still friends and will always remain friends. And for all those who worked from the day one, when this was like, oh my God, we don't know what the hell we're doing and why are we doing it. And to Dan Lee and for sticking with us and believing in it, and Seth Mason as well, our first two bosses. I mean, I think that a lot of credit goes to them for believing in this format and believing in the people. And, you know, it took a long time. It took a really long time to set in and to become a factor. And for me personally, this is really a proud day.
I think it's very nicely said. And I don't know that if you had talked to me many years ago, if someone would tell you the WSCR would be the home of Chicago Cubs baseball.
Are you kidding me?
And we couldn't have got anything. But it's also knowing the significance and the apparent eternal branding that the Cubs had with their radio partner that just seemed like something that was essentially Chicago because of that partnership that lasted forever and through Tribune ownership and all of it. And look, the ownership change and the business people involved, not just here, but with the Cubs, who looked it over completely objectively, not sentimentally. That everything, that it's so refreshing. If so many people say, what's the best deal for everybody involved? And to make that deal without the same kind of mawkish sentiment that's always bugged me, it's yet another. For me, it's just, again, and they're completely unbothered by the fact that people on this station know that we have really strong opinions to the point where we're often jerks about it and we're difficult to deal with and we say stupid things and we make people mad and
I've been doing it for a long time.
We do insult people and lampoon people, but they're at no point, like you said, and I want to thank the White Sox for that too. I really do. That at least from our level, I want to say professionally, whether it's from Jerry Reinsdorf to Brooks Boyer and everybody else.
Not one complaint. Never
a phone call, never an email, never anything through Mitch, never any. I've never called in to say, hey, by the way, don't say this, don't say this, try not to say this, minimize this, we don't want to make a big deal. Not one.
No, not once.
And that's special.
Which is really hard to believe considering the times we really went after them.
And they know how I feel personally, but I think publicly I should thank the White Sox for being professional in that regard. And the Cubs have said, they're saying, hey, do what you do. Be who you are, do your jobs, and everybody will be fine.
Yeah.
And that's, it's great to know.
Yeah.
That is so important for people who do what we do, especially in the way that we do it. Well, we've got Big Cat Williams joining us to talk a little bit of Bears football. That's coming up next on The Score.
670 The Score is your new official home for Cubs baseball. Every exciting game starting spring of 2016 as this iconic Chicago team ascends to reach their ultimate goal of bringing a world championship to Chicago. Hear every game of the journey live. 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win! What a finish!
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details. U.S.